That is a positive sign. The U.S. is looking to move ahead on trade, and we look forward to that. And so that was very reassuring that we'll have a trade agenda in the years ahead and can engage in bilaterals and do more trade negotiations where we have the TPA procedures in place.
He said it's a good sign for NAFTA talks, which will be automatically extended 3 years if neither chamber of Congress disapproves. Meantime, Samuelson says it's a wait and see on whether President Trump will keep his metal tariffs in place against Mexico and Canada and just how his tariff pressure will play out in NAFTA talks against Canadian dairy import barriers.
Putting the steel and aluminum tariffs issue into the NAFTA context, linking it with issues in NAFTA such as the dairy discussions, is certainly pressure on Canada to try and move ahead with the NAFTA. But I think it's still a lot of unknowns as to the extent of the steel and aluminum tariffs.
Concerning the Canadian dairy issue, he said there was little talk about it in the just-concluded NAFTA talks in Mexico City, but the next round will be here in the U.S. in early April.